Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much. Joining me, thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I'm sitting across from my new friend, John Krieger. Actually, I'm not sure if you've already met two or three times, I'm not sure that makes you a new friend. I think that's like almost an old friend, isn't it, John?
I think that's right, yeah.
John and I met at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference in August over in Cleveland.
Correct.
Just 100 or so miles from here, probably something like that. And he was nice enough to invite me to be part of their small business conference here in Dearborn, hard by to Detroit, all really part of the same big marketplace. John, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you here on the show, and it's great to be with you at this special conference you're having.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for making this possible for small business owners. Anybody who works as hard as you guys do to make an event for small business owners, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we're thrilled to put on this event every year for small business.
This is the fourth one.
Fourth annual one.
And by the way, Elaine, who was on earlier, I need to remind folks, she didn't say something. She's standing right here. I want to brag on her a little bit. This is her fourth year, John, to chair this.
That's correct.
Fourth year.
That is correct.
So we're going to give her a hand.
Yeah.
We're giving her a sitting ovation
her,
here.
So.
That's for Elaine. Good for you, Elaine. Well done. Folks, as you can tell, it's kind of an informal situation today. Not that my show is ever all that formal, John, but we got a lot of folks milling around having a great time. And I like to give credit where credit's due, especially people who are working hard for small business. John Krieger is a great example of that. He's director of Small Business Initiatives here at the Detroit Chamber of Commerce. What does that mean?
That means that we have myself and a few other staff people that are just dedicated to serving the needs of small businesses to make sure that we're providing quality products and services to our small businesses so that they can thrive and that we're bringing a value to our members that are small businesses.
How many? I know this is a huge chamber, largest one in the Milky Way galaxy, but how many? You got about 25,000 members?
Yeah, we're just over 23,000
congratulations.
Members.
How many small business members?
Of that, the vast majority, about 95%, are small businesses with fewer than 100 employees, and the vast majority of those are fewer than 25.
I bet 85% of your members have less than 10 members, of 10
small.
Employees.
Yep.
Small folks, they're the backbone of this economy. They're the heartbeat of this economy too.
And that's true.
And if anybody who's going to help Detroit become diverse and not vertical with one industry, mm-hmm. it's going to be the small business owners.
That's correct, and we're seeing that every day, and we've got some challenges to overcome, but our small businesses are stepping up to the plate, and they're fulfilling their obligation and their duty to get out there and create jobs, and they're doing it well.
Talk to us about putting on an event like this. What does it take?
Okay, a lot of planning. We start planning, really, as Elaine mentioned earlier, the day after the event, so we'll start Friday of this week, starting planning for next year's event.
Right.
But it's also critical that we bring in our volunteers. We have a planning committee that are made up of small businesses that we bring them in, and they give us a lot of direction and a lot of valuable input on what they want to see in a conference and what would make a successful conference. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the ingredient to our success.
You got to have those volunteers.
That's correct.
And the feedback from the members,
yep.
all that sort of thing. Tell me again, how many folks are going to be here today?
We're expecting between 700 and 800 small business
wow.
owners.
That's great.
Yeah.
And now the small business community is all across the spectrum in terms of industries, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we run the gamut of industries for this area.
What do you, if there are a lot of people listening right now who are not only members of chambers, but they're executives of chambers. Maybe they've got a small chamber, 500, 700, 800 members.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice to them?
Hey, get your volunteers involved. Get your small businesses. I like to call them the boots on the ground. The small
right.
business, they're out there in the trenches fronting
right.
every day as entrepreneurs. It's important that you listen to them and you get their input and you know what they need so that you're
because every community has a little bit of a different need
yes.
in terms of the overall maybe the overall focus might be a lot of different things right
correct yep
right Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
We're just thrilled to put this event on every year. There's a lot of excitement and energy in the room.
A lot of vendors. I'm seeing, folks, all the noise you're hearing in the background, a lot of those are attendees that are coming in, but also a lot of vendors. How many vendors you got?
We have about 80 exhibitors.
And they help to pay the freight, don't they?
They do.
That's one way to put this on. A lot of small chambers don't have the money. Get the vendors involved.
Yep, get sponsors, get exhibitors. That's a great way to underwrite the event.
Website.
We're at DetroitChamber.com.
DetroitChamber.com, and if you got a small business suite there, people can go and...
Yep, Small Business Central. It's right on our homepage.
Click all right.
It shows everything that we
Sounds
offer.
Sounds good. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Thanks for inviting me to come.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day.
Thanks.
John Krieger, ladies and gentlemen, he's the guy here for small business at the Detroit Regional Chamber. I'm the guy here for the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'll be back in just a minute with Dennis Archer. And he is the chairman, the volunteer chairman of this great organization, 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.